"This is good pot," I said after a while. Eric had his feet crossed at the ankles. From beneath his t-shirt's hem, the drawstring of his sweatpants peeked out like a little noose. "So last year, my friend bought a paper from this company, Intellectual Properties Incorporated. They sell papers for $79.95, and they've got like thousands on file. And my friend bought one and got caught. He ended up being expelled." Eric rubbed his nose. "I can't risk that. Still, I need to ace the paper. That's where you come in."
"Where I come in?"
"Exactly. You can write my paper for me. And if I get a good grade, you can give me a blowjob."
He winked. "Wait a minute," I said. Eric reached for and switched on his laptop.
"Actually, I've already started taking notes. Maybe you can use them."
"Hold on. Stop." He stopped. "You don't honestly think I'm going to write your paper for you, do you?"
"Why not?"
"Well, I mean, Eric, I'm a famous writer. I have a novel under contract with Viking Penguin. You know, that gigantic publisher, the same one that published Daisy Miller. And they're paying me a lot of money, a lot of money to write this novel. On top of which, what you're proposing, it's unethical. It goes against everything I believe in."
"Yeah, if I were asking you to make up the ideas, but I'm not. You can use my ideas. I'm just asking you to put the sentences together."
He stubbed out the joint.
"Shit, you're a really great writer, Dave. I'll bet you never got less than an A on a paper in your life, did you?"
"Did you?"
"No." "Exactly."
He brushed an eyelash off my cheek.
"So the way I see it is this. I've got something you want. You've got something I need. We make a deal.